I mean, I don't know the guy. If I don't know a guy, how can I feel? How am I supposed to feel about the pain of the people in like Bayswater and Far Rockaway and Seagate? How can I feel? I don't know these guys. I'll feel bad that they're suffering, and then I'm gonna forget about it because they're not like my closest friends, you know.
Okay, let me tell you something. A real yid.
A real yid?
No, I'm just clearing my throat. I just told a big story. A real yid feels the pain and suffering of everybody to the extent that you think about it and you feel the pain. Do you understand? You feel the pain. Feel it like it's yours.
Well, how am I supposed to do that? I mean, they're so far away, I don't even know them.
You know, I got a short story to tell you. You know what? But my horse is voice.
Your horse is voice?
I mean, my voice is horse.
You have a horse and the voice?
I mean, I'm getting a little sore throat because I just told a big story to you. Rabbi Herbst, are you still there?
Yes, I am. Why?
Maybe you want to tell him the story with the person with the toe?
Sure. Yeah. Okay. If it'll help your anicle.
It'll help, Rabbi Herbst. Could you tell it to me?
All right. I'll tell it to you. Okay. Imagine for a moment. Now, this is a marshal, okay? There was this man who wasn't too bright walking down the street. And as this man is walking down the street, he's singing to himself. His song doesn't even make sense to him because he can't even hold the tune. He's not a very bright person. And all of a sudden, he bumps into somebody's flower pot that's sticking on the windowsill. It knocks down. It falls down. And it crashes on his toes. And one of the pieces from the flower pot was sharp as it broke. And it went through his shoe and cut his toe. And he was in pain. And first he was jumping up and down screaming,
I got a bobo, I got a bobo,
and he was feeling so bad about it, but then suddenly he calmed down.
Wait a second, so I'm bleeding a little bit, but wait a minute, that's not the main part, that's all the way down by my toe. The main part of a person is his head. My head is fine, no problem, I'll just keep walking.
And this man was walking, and as he was walking, people saw him.
Excuse me, sir, I don't know if you know, but there's blood coming out of your shoe.
I know. It's okay. It's nothing to worry about. It's only my toe. It's not my head, you know.
And he just kept walking. And as he kept walking, he met another person.
Excuse me, sir, but do you know that you have blood coming out of your toes over the ear?
Yeah, it's okay. Don't worry about a thing. It's only my toes. It's so far from my head. Nothing to worry about. Nothing to worry about.
But then suddenly, as he kept losing blood, he started to feel faint.
Why, I feel so funny. I think I'm going to pass out.
And he passed out. Do you know why, Yossi?
Of course, he was losing a lot of blood.
That's right. But what was his mindset?
His mindset was the toe is so far away, and it's, you know, not part of his head, because his head is safe, he thought it's okay. But really, the toe, even though it's so far away, it's all connected to the long connection of the whole body. So therefore, if his toe gets cut, you know, he feels the pain upstairs in his head, and if he doesn't take care of it, then he's going to bleed, and then he's going to pass out like he did.
That's correct. And that's the way the mitzvah of Noisei Pi'ol im Chaveiro works. Do you understand? You have to feel the pain of someone else, even if he's far away, even if the person lives in Eretz Yisrael, or Uganda, or Yugoslavia, or China, or who knows where. But guess what? If it's far away, but all yid not connected, Kol Yisrael, Avreivim, Zel, Azeh, we're all connected. We're like one human being. And if somebody else has a pain, we should feel it. If someone else is poor, we should feel his pain. We should think it and feel it to the extent that we could feel the other person's pain. Do you understand that?